From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a ruling by Minnesota's highest court in a very unusual assisted suicide case.
But first, Australian maritime officials have suspended their search at the site of debris spotted in the ocean far off Australia. But a Norwegian commercial vessel is still on the scene and will continue searching for signs of missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. You've undoubtedly heard the flurry of news reports last night and this morning. Australian and American military planes raced out to a remote part of the ocean, trying to find two large floating objects spotted on satellite images that were taken 4 days ago. But crews found nothing connecting to the missing airliner. In fact, ABC's David Wright was on board one of the American planes.
We got down to that area, and it quickly became clear that it was hopes raised, unfortunately. What we saw was the bridge of a freighter, not clear who he was or where he was going, but he was in some very remote waters, closer to Antarctica than to Australia.
But still, as we said, a Norwegian ship is staying in the area. Håkon Svani is head of security for the Norwegian Shipowners Association. And Håkon, those on the plane, as we heard, including ABC's David Wright, say they saw part of a freighter. What are people seeing on the Norwegian ship?
Well, as far as we know, they haven't found anything yet. And I have to underline then that the responsibility for the whole search and rescue effort is that of Australia. So that any findings will be communicated from the vessel to the Australian authorities firsthand. But we are not aware that they have found anything yet.
So they stay. Why?
Well, they stay in the area because they've offered to continue searching tomorrow at daybreak. So they'll intensify the search again in the area that the Australian authorities will designate. They do still continue slow steaming through the area tonight and will use whatever means and possibilities they have to search even at night, including with searchlights.
Well, tell us about this area. We know how much debris there is in the ocean, but this is a shipping route, and so there could be even more. Tell us about these seas.
Well, this is a very remote ocean area, some 2,200 kilometers southwest of Perth in Western Australia. The vessel was en route from South Africa to Melbourne and was called up by the Australian Maritime Authorities 2 days ago, firstly to take part in a search yesterday a bit north of the area that they now are searching in. So they've been searching here for close to 2 days now. But there are no other large vessels in the area, commercial vessels, that we know of.
It's interesting. So this ship has been searching for 2 days? I don't think the news reports came till last night.
Now, the Australian Maritime Authorities first approached the vessel via radio on the 18th of March, and ask them to search an area which is a few hundred nautical miles north of the area that have searched through today. But I guess both of these areas are within what has been called the southern corridor of the possible flight path of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. It's a long-standing tradition in Norway to take part in these types of search and rescue operations when called upon.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned this is a shipping route. Containers fall off cargo vessels all the time, but the pieces that are being looked for were said to be maybe 180 feet long, another 15 feet long. 80 feet long sounds like a lot, but in these waters, how easy is it to see something that's 80 feet long?
It really depends on the visibility in the area, which I understand has been relatively good, but with patches of fog. Depends on the lightness, also whether it's light or dark, of course, and also the sea state, whether there's waves breaking the surface and so forth, which would make it more difficult to find something that is semi-submersed on the ocean surface. So it could be very difficult to find even relatively large objects at sea.
What, if anything, are you hearing from those on board this ship? They are charged now with this impossible thing, finding the thing that the families of the 239 aboard both want to be found and don't want to be found. because if they do find evidence of the flight, it means it's crashed.
Yes, you're right. But I think the first and foremost thought of those on board is exactly to be able to assist. We can only imagine the thoughts and the very difficult days that the passengers, families and friends are going through. But the vessel and its crew are very keen to assist as much as they can.
By the way, Håkon Svanni, again, head of security for the Norwegian Shipowners Association, is this story being closely followed in Norway?
Yes, I think we've been watching as much as everybody else. Norwegian travel a lot. And, of course, the interest in the Norwegian public intensified tremendously once they found out that there was a vessel and a Norwegian vessel actually taking part in the search.
Håkon Svanni, again, with Norwegian Shipowners Association. Thank you.
Thank you, too.